Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Aquarian Mind podcast. Today's podcast episode number 49. I'm your host, Jamel Crothers. It's Mondays with Mello. You guys know what time it is. It's time for me to talk about what's going on my mind. And today I want to talk about the hardest part about writing. Everyone thinks it's so easy, but it's really not. It's very hard. It's challenging. But before we start, I have a good quote for you guys. Writing a book isn't an easy process, nor is it always enjoyable, but it is one of life's most satisfying achievements, by Guy Kawaski. So, nice little quote that I found, you know, on the internet about challenges of writing. So let's get started. Now, there are always obstacles in anything that you do in life. So it's only fitting that I share with you the hardest part about writing. Now, I know what most of you guys are thinking. It's getting writer's block in the middle of writing a chapter. Well, guess what? For most authors, it's not writer's block. It's finishing the book in general. Now, when you have an idea, you brainstorm the idea, you write down all of the chapters that you want for your book, and you eventually delete some or add some to make the book better. Then you start writing. Then life gets in the way and responsibilities happen and family and your job or career. And you get caught up in a bunch of other things that keep you from getting back to what you were working on. And before you know it, you've lost your rhythm of what you were working on. And, well, you forget most of the ideas that you originally had. Now, I've read numerous interviews on websites and read social media posts with authors who have said that finishing the book is the hardest part. I have plenty of friends who have started books and never finished them, or, you know, they let their personal lives get in the way of finishing that book that they have. And I'm not going to deny it. While I've already published, you know, 30 books to date, I have been fortunate enough to have time to write them, as I always kept my goals in mind and, you know, stay mentally focused. Now, sometimes I come up with a plethora of excuses as to why I haven't finished a book, but I know my determination factor. And I've already published so many books, so that's pretty much what motivates me to finish my books. Now, my goal is to try and change the world one book at a time, and, you know, that's my moniker, and, you know, I'm pretty much sticking to it, but the question becomes, how do you finish the book you've started? The best advice I can give people is to set days and times that they're going to write. Set a goal for the amount of pages you want to write or a certain amount of words you want to write that day. You can even set an amount of time you want to write and make sure you stick to that time. It's all about carving out that time to write, and that's how you pretty much finish your masterpiece. Now, for me, you know, I go through my phases where I have to focus on certain projects, recording podcasts, or focused on writing blogs, or focused on, you know, thinking of ideas for YouTube content, or thinking of ideas for TikTok, or, you know, whatever the case is. I'm always working on something. So for me, you know, I'm not just writing books. I'm, you know, growing and expanding myself as much as I can. So, you know, for me, I know that I have to allot of time to sit and focus and write and things of that nature. Now, for me, you know, I will try to write 3 to 5 chapters in a day. Now, it sounds nuts, but, you know, it's something that I know that I can do. And that's the thing. And when I have chapters laid out already that I have written down, I already know what I'm going to write. I know what I'm going into. So it's not like I'm going to get writer's block. You know, I already have an idea of how I'm going to write the book that I want to write. Now, don't get me wrong. It takes a lot of discipline and sacrifices to get what you want done. And you really have to have the mental drive and intestinal fortitude to get it done. Like, you know, a lot of writers, you know, they lose their love, they lose their passion, or, you know, they can't think of any new ideas or anything like that. But sometimes It's all the distractions that you have going on around you in your life, whether you're hanging out with friends too much, hanging out with family too much, consuming content that's really not going to benefit you in regards to your writing, things of that nature. I try to watch content on TV that's going to, you know, relate to, you know, what I'm, you know, working on. Sometimes I, you know, watch things that really don't matter, you know, sports. But I will say that, you know, the content that I consume will always help me to write the content that I need to write. I'm not going to say all of the content that I consume helps me write, because that's not necessarily the case, but I will say that a good amount of it is, you know, pretty much getting my ideas chugging away. Prime example, there's a book series that I will be writing about. It's a 12-book series that is coming in 2023, and, you know, normally I don't discuss things that far down the line, but this is a perfect time to discuss this. It's called the Alphabet City series, and it's going to consist of a 12-book series that focuses on one specific character for each book, and they talk about their lives of living in a pretty much tough, rugged, rough neighborhood that consists of 26 blocks from A to Z, and it's about life in the hood, in a nutshell. And I watch a lot of content in regards to, like, bad situations, violence. Unfortunately, I do watch that stuff. So First 48 is, you know, a TV show that I'm watching to consume content, so it helps me to write certain content when I get to that place. Now, do I have all 12 books planned out? Yes. Do I have all the book covers planned out? Yes. Do I have all the characters lined out? Yes. Do I have most of the chapters lined up for all 12 of those books? Yes. So am I a little nuts? Yes. But guess what? That's the maniacal aspect of me and how I think and how I go about things. But what the point I'm trying to make is that I pretty much have everything planned out. And I know how I want to write that book series, and I know how I'm going to go about writing that book series. So that's just a glimpse into how I, you know, stay focused on my goals and stay focused on writing and finishing books. And I'm currently working on some books for next year. And I'm in the process of, you know, really writing some really powerful, impactful content on women's issues that are going on in the world. Things that really don't get discussed as much. Certain things that are, you know, not really discussed in the media enough, or there aren't enough group discussions to bring to light certain things that are going on in the world. And I feel like it's, you know, my moral job and duty to write about that content. So that's pretty much what I'm trying to say. Like, I write my books and I make sure that I stick to my guns. And not everyone's able to do what I do, and I'm not expecting anyone to do what I do, but I'm using, you know, my talents and gifts to share with the world and create stories that get you guys to think. Now, is it hard for me to write? Of course it is. It's not easy. Like, you think I want to sit down and, you know, really, like, gut out a whole book and then edit and proofread it, and then format it, and then create the book cover, and then do the spine, and then do the synopsis? Like, it's a lot. And just think, I've done that 60 times already. 30 books, you got to do ebook, and you got to do paperback. So that's 60 times. It's a lot, but I love it. And that's the journey. So if you're going to be a writer, you know, go at your own pace, but don't get too distracted. I know writers that are literally too distracted with just everything in life. Like, they're doing things that really have nothing to do with what they're passionate about. But you know what? That's them, and that's what they got to do. So to finish up, pretty much what I'm saying is, you know, be disciplined, be consistent, sacrifice certain things, you know, going out, having fun all the time. If you really want to do this, this is a grind. The average author only publishes 2 to 3 books. And then it's like, all right, sayonara, because it's a lot to do. But just know that it's a journey and none of it is easy. So with that said, that's my podcast for today. I thank you guys for listening, tuning in, subscribing, all of that good stuff. I appreciate all of you from the bottom of my heart. Stay tuned with Motivation Wednesday coming up. I've got some good content coming. Be good, everyone, and go accomplish your goals.